From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. It's Monday, June 3rd. Let's get started.
We're just pailing water on the fire. We took just anything we had that could pail water, buckets, cans, whatever we could find. I feel like if I wasn't here, it would have just everything would have burned down.
The firefight in the valley continues. Fire season sparking to life with a wake-up call for people living in the Bay Area and in the Central Valley.
I reflect on my journey as a storyteller, not by the accolades or success or the stages, but the amount of peace and solitude that I feel within.
He's sharing his authentic self during Pride Month. This artist's journey from a tough start to hitting the stage.
Baseball itself just brings pride and joy into a neighborhood. And the safety concerns will just kind of vanish because baseball will be here.
A hope of a Bay Area bounce back in Oakland, a community in transition as we count down to first pitch for the Ballers home opener this week.
It is an exciting time in Oakland as the Ballers begin the new chapter there. There's a great story coming up later in the newscast, but we've got a lot to cover as we get started. Thanks for joining us. I'm Max Darrow. Gianna is off today.
I'm Reed Cowan. We say play ball to you on a Monday, and man, we've got a lot to talk about by way of what's going on out in nature.
Yeah, this morning, firefighters are making progress against the Corral Fire. It's burning in the San Joaquin Valley just southwest of Tracy. Do have an update this morning. Cal Fire says it is now 75% contained. The latest numbers show that it has burned more than 14,000 acres. It's an area about 22 square miles since it all sparked on Saturday afternoon. There's just a look at all the scorched earth there along that roadway. It's currently the largest wildfire burning in California at this moment. An evacuation order for communities near the fire did get downgraded to a warning last night, but people still taking it very seriously. This is the perimeter map right on your screen from the San Joaquin County Office of Emergency Services. It shows where the evacuation warning is in effect. After being closed for about a day, Interstate 580 did reopen. The fire was burning along the highway for a long time, but multiple other roads in the area still remain closed. Now, despite the warnings, one neighbor did decide to stay behind to make sure more homes didn't go up in flames. The wind really helped fuel this fire. Flames burned up to the backyards of most homes, but on one home on Bernard Road, it just wasn't so lucky. That homeowner gonna come home to this. Unfortunately, no home there now. It wasn't the only major structure lost in the fire. There was a number of parked cars as well that were burned. Kern Gill says he and another neighbor helped hose down the flames, and when power cut out, they were forced to pull water from a swimming pool. Listen.
We're just pailing water on the fire. We took just anything we had that could pail water, buckets, cans, whatever we could find. I feel like if I wasn't here, it would have just everything would have burned down.
By noon, the flames were gone in the area, but firefighters still on the scene looking for hot spots. In total, 475 are working the fire as of the latest update from Cal Fire. We do know that two firefighters got hurt in fighting this fire. They were taken to Bay Area hospitals with minor and moderate burns, but we are told they are expected to recover and be okay. The cause of the fire? Still under investigation, Reed.
And you know, when we see burn scars like that, we think about families. And there's a story about a family and families in plural who've been pushed out as a fire in East San Jose damaged homes and other structures there. You're looking live at the smoke rising from the aftermath. Those 2x4 studs used to hold up wallboard, sheetrock, now it's just a mess. That's where somebody called home 48 hours ago. Now it's just ruined. Firefighters battled flames on this property and others last night. Over on Quinby Road and Sandpoint Ridge, this is what it looked like from the sky. It was huge. In fact, at one point, it raged through about two city blocks. People who live there, like Heather Turner, had just minutes to get out as the wind fanned the flames.
And by the time I made it out into the front yard to start calling 911, the fire was in the alleyway between the two houses, starting to catch thing. And by the time I got all the way out to the street, both of our garages were starting to go.
Cars torched, home torched, garage torched. Thankfully, though, in the midst of the destruction, nobody got hurt. Right now, this fire is under investigation.
As we're looking at all of those images, we know wind is just whipping the situation there, whipping the flames around, and we've got a warm-up as well. I don't even want to call it a warm-up, Reid. Probably
a scorch-up.
Scorch-up, yeah. Darren, yeah. What's going on?
It's kind of a short-lived heat wave that is coming our way tomorrow and Wednesday. That is the headline in the forecast. That's next visit. I'm going to go into all the details. For right now, I just want to lend a little perspective to why for today there is good news. Good news in terms of the way the weather's going to feel for you, and good news in terms of the Corral fire, which, as we just heard, is 75% contained. Look at the sky. There's a lot of marine layer out there. We haven't had that for the last few days. We get one day like this where the marine layer has come in, humidity levels are going up, and that is going to help. But the wind is still a factor. Look at the way the winds move through the bay. We know they come onshore. They're trying to squeeze through the Central Valley. You can kind of see what we've got back here on the virtual map. That's the Tri-Valley there in the background. So all the air is trying to get from the bay here to the Central Valley out that way. It has to whip through the Tri-Valley and then squeeze through the Altamont Pass right there. Look at the color coded on here. Look at the pattern. Where are the worst winds? Like on a regular basis, where are all those windmills when you drive out of the bay on 580? For a reason? That pass is exceptionally windy on a fairly regular basis. And if we look at this today, I can kind of put in the perimeters here for where the fire generally had burned. Remember, it's like 75% contained now. There's not really showing a lot of flame out there. But just to kind of give you the locator for where the fire perimeter still is, look where the winds are. Worst of the winds, 20 to 30 mile an hour winds. So we still need a break out there. It's still going to be windy, but the humidity levels are up. Let's just talk about today's daytime highs. If you look at where you're going to be today with the marine layer and high clouds, you're going to be below average today. It's going to be a nice day. San Jose, you're going to be in the mid to upper 70s. Tri-Valley's going to 75. We pause here for 1 second because I want to do the comparison. I'm going to clear the board here. We're going to take today's numbers off the virtual map, and I'm going to put in tomorrow's. So pick out your part of the bay. Pick out any number, really, and look at the contrast. Now you're looking at Tuesday's daytime highs. That's 20 degrees warmer in one day. For Livermore, you're going from the mid-70s today to the mid-upper 90s tomorrow. San Jose, you're going to be in the low to mid-90s. Real quickly, pick out your part of the bay. This is what we mean when there's a short-lived heat wave coming. I think it's fair to say when it's 80 degrees in San Francisco, that is a notably warm to hot day. But it's going to be downright hot if you're inland Contra Costa County. You're going to be near 100 tomorrow in Antioch. Much more on this coming up in the complete first alert forecast in a few minutes. For now, guys, back to you.
I'm comfortable calling that hot. Thank you, Darren. Let's talk roadways at 7:07 on a Monday morning. If you're getting ready to take any of the Bay Area bridges, we've got you covered. You can see a thick layer of fog's got the Golden Gate Bridge covered at this moment. Although, there are still no delays as you travel into San Francisco. So we head over to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. That is a different story. Metering lights are on. There is dense traffic there starting from the maze as you make your way across to San Francisco. Now to the San Mateo Bridge. The westbound commute a little bit slower as we are tracking brake lights at 7:07. People coming in from Highway 101, however, heading into the East Bay, you've got a smooth drive headed over to 880. Hey, Reid.
All right, looking live at San Francisco, where city leaders will work today to stop the sale of stolen goods on our streets. The practice, and you may not have heard it called this, it's called fencing. So State Senator Scott Wiener says he wants to put a stop to fencing. He's going to hold a news conference today, along with Mayor London Breed, police, and others to discuss plans to fix that problem. We will be there. Let's jump the Bay Bridge and go to the East Bay now, where two people are fighting for their lives in Walnut Creek. It's a tragic story that hit over the weekend. A driver behind the wheel of an SUV ran people over near a popular farmer's market. Likely you know right where this is. It happened on Sunday morning on Locust Street. Video shows the aftermath of that crash as police put up tape to investigate. We can tell you police caught the driver. That driver's accused of causing the crash. They say the reason will come out more today as police release more information. Mexico making history this morning. You're looking at Claudia Sheinbaum claiming victory in that country's presidential election. She's becoming the country's first woman to hold the job. Sheinbaum is a climate scientist and the former mayor of Mexico City. San Francisco and LA, hundreds of voters made their voices heard by casting their ballots over at the Mexican consulate.